And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., who has a knife pointed at me, singing.
It was pointed at our viewers.
No, he was stabbing the meerkat.
I was stabbing our meerkat.
We have witnesses. This will be perfect evidence in court. You think the police have problems? Okay. And we have Greg Isaac in studio, of course. Eric Reinert.
It's just like that drunk girl that was periscoping her way down the freeway the other day.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was weird.
Wow, yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that. But I like this song. And guess what, Joseph?
They're offended as well.
You are pointing at me.
Yeah, they're saying waving a knife, not good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I offended anyone. But I was celebrating Halloween, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 3. Playing songs made scary by horror movies, and that was Kiss 'Em Goodbye by Steam. Ordinarily, it just sounds like a celebration song, but if you've seen...
Kiss 'Em Goodbye. They play that at hockey games. I never knew they said Kiss 'Em Goodbye.
I never knew it was Kiss Him Goodbye, too. I know the word goodbye was in there.
Yeah, I never knew that. That's inappropriate, a hockey game.
I'm sorry.
And if you go on to YouTube and you listen to the song on there, and I don't know if they still have it like this, but I guess it's the album cover, and like all five of the members of the band are all like in a sauna together in their towels.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
It's pretty interesting. Well, I guess that's where they got the name Steam.
I'm playing it from Kingdom Hospital, of course, Stephen King's miniseries, Kingdom Hospital. That's the song that the dead get up and dance to.
You're kidding.
So if you hear that song, the zombies are dancing in the hospital.
Interesting.
Okay.
And
watch out for those zombies.
And on that note,
yes.
There are some aliens in the valley as well. I got to hear some 911 calls.
Sheriff Joe's been trying to find those guys forever, man.
That's true. Well, all he has to do is go to the Arizona State Fair. They're there. They've got a new attraction. We'll be talking about that, and all the, you know, Brett Michaels is going to be there this weekend. And, you know, how can we forget the deep-fried foods? We've got plenty of them in studio, as well as Mackenzie Miller. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, you guys. It's great to be here. Like you mentioned, we've got a lot of fried foods and yummy things for you guys to try today.
And deep-fried coffee. Wow.
This is amazing. I got to compliment you right from the start. You have the most beautiful smile.
Oh, thank you.
And I love your first name, Mackenzie. That is you don't hear that very often. But
Dave,
but
your wife is listening. You know that.
I know. But you got to be truthful at times and all the time. But it really, you got a beautiful smile. And Mackenzie is such a beautiful name. I just want to give you that compliment.
And even more incentive for our listeners to join us on Meerkat so they can see.
No question about it. Yeah. And it's so nice of you to join us and celebrate with us with all this. We're going to do a food tasting test.
We're going to get to that. But first we want to talk a little bit about the fair because, I mean, you know, there's so many things in here. This is just overwhelming. And Greg's going to be taking pictures, putting it on Facebook, breakradioshow.com. And again, we're on Meerkat. We've got so many things that we're going to be, you know, taste testing. And Dave, get out of there.
Not yet, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
No peeking.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He's trying to see what he's looking for, that turkey leg.
You don't peek it. Oh, wow.
It's good. It looks great.
Oh, my. Okay, but.
Can't start my diet yet.
But we were just talking about some of the talent. I mean, Brett Michaels, is that tonight?
Yeah, so Brett Michaels is today in the Coliseum at 7. And all of our concerts are free with your paid fare admission. And we also have reserved seatings you guys can buy, too, if you want specific seating. So we have Brett Michaels tonight, and then we have Meatloaf on Sunday. And we have lineup this year. Yeah, we have Rick Springfield on Wednesday.
Oh, Cheryl, he's great
Crow
in concert.
On Thursday.
Is he the Jesse's Girl guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good stuff.
Yep. And then Gary Allen on Friday. So we just have a really great lineup for everyone to come out and enjoy the fair this year.
Wow. Wonderful. But it goes till what, November or something?
Yeah, November 8th.
So you have more other guests coming in, too?
Go ahead.
Yeah. You want me to list all of them?
I think
Yeah, for sure. So Austin Mahone, we're having on October 24th. Jack and Jack, Sunday, October 25th. We have Jackson Brown, Wednesday, October 28th. Jane's Addiction on the 29th. Flo Rida on the 30th.
Flo Rida.
Oh, yeah. And then we have Third Day, October 31st.
You have Apple Bottom Jeans, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have Natalia on November 1st, Aaron Lewis with William Elliott Whitmore on November 4th. We have Jason Derulo on November 5th, Hanson with Nelson. Yeah, Hanson's coming back, you guys.
And Nelson, wow.
Yeah, November 6th.
Greg's excited.
And Gretel. I hear Gretel's coming back, too.
And then our last one, November 7th, we have Old School Jam featuring Stevie B, Lisa Lisa, Debbie Deb, New Shoes, and JJ Fad.
So New Shoes is still around. Wow.
What a lineup.
That's a very good lineup.
Yeah, you guys will definitely have to come check
it
out.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, of course, I went there and checked out the exhibit a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
The Aliens exhibit. I'm wearing the t-shirt here. Our Meerkat viewers were commenting on it earlier. UFOs are real. The Air Force is... it doesn't exist. And of course, I'm wearing the bracelet. I, Alien Head Aliens, Encounters UFO Experience. Wow, that was, you know, almost like a haunted house, a haunted attraction, because you go in there, the gallery, the abduction gallery with the fog. I mean, then I saw the alien there. I almost turned around. Have you been in that thing?
Yeah, I've been in there. Yeah, when you go through that smoke screen, it's like you're being abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
And then you travel through what would be like an abduction experience, and then you see the aliens in the cases. So it's really cool and interesting. And that's only $5 when you go, and it's with paid admission. So
well
you just
worth
have
it.
To pay $5, go in. There's a lot of different exhibits in there and really cool UFO encounters this year.
So and I loved listening to the 911 phone calls, you know, the people call about the UFOs and stuff. And my favorite part, because we're a movie-themed show, you know, all the Men in Black memorabilia, you know, Terminator stuff in there, you know, just amazing stuff. E.T. was sitting in there. I took a selfie with E.T.
Nice. Okay, he's a good guy.
Spaceship?
Yeah, the spaceship that was huge. Yeah. But you can't climb on it. I was disappointed.
Wow. Can you fly it, though?
It didn't say that, so maybe.
So you could have.
Possibly. Don't climb on it.
So how was your abduction experience?
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, your psychologist called me and said you did talk about it.
Well, thank you. Well, that's true. Okay. But it was a lot of fun, so I highly recommend that. And
of course, is cool.
And then, you know, when I went there, I was passing, the goats were getting set up and everything like that, all the livestock.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They had goats.
Nice.
Yeah, we just had a goat who had triplets.
Oh.
So,
wow.
Yeah, there's three little baby goats, today would make them, I think, 4 days old.
Wow.
So definitely come see those.
Do they
those
walk
are
yet?
So
or
cute.
How does that,
yeah.
They do.
They're so cute.
Do they, like, eat paper like goats do?
When I saw them, they were sleeping, so I think they're sleepy babies right now.
Well, you know, you walk around
these little farms. Were you eating paper when you were four days old, Dave?
They warn you. Yeah, I did, but I was reading the paper, actually, you know, applying for graduate school. But the thing is that when you go to these farms, the goats often, if they say, don't have loose paper in your pockets, or else they'll eat it. Is that right, Mackenzie? Have you heard of that?
Yeah. Goats
eat
everything.
They eat everything. They do. So I wonder if the little babies do that. Wouldn't that be cute? You're strolling your little baby, and it has a little, you know,
goats eat babies.
So you have a tissue in the really? No way.
They eat babies, yes.
But yeah, you have a bunch of animals, right?
Yeah, so we also feature the Great American Petting Zoo, where we have a lot of different animals, and you can go into their little enclosure there and play with them, pet them with the kids and everything. So this year we have lots of things. We have the ducks. We have llamas.
Oh, really?
We have donkeys.
Joseph has
deer.
A pet duck.
I have a pet duck. He wears a diaper. He lives in my house.
Oh, cute.
So, wow. Oh, I've got to check those out. Yeah. Do they have diapers on?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
So you have llamas?
Yeah, we have
llamas.
There's
one called a dolly?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe secretively.
I have to say, one of our Meerkat viewers is... they're alerting me to something that we probably should clarify. If anyone's just now joining us, they said lions, tigers, goats, and aliens. What's going on?
This and is bears.
The, yeah,
oh
bears.
My.
This is the Arizona State Fair. So you're not.
Right.
You
We're
know,
not tripping.
They're saying it's like a horror movie. Yeah. No, it's not a horror movie. This is the Arizona State Fair. So many things going on out there. So out at the Arizona State Fairgrounds.
Yes, absolutely. And another thing, when you brought up all the music and all the great people, also some local talents and. My son's sister, long story, she is also going to be performing there November 1st and the 7th, I believe. So I'm not sure which stage they're on, but I know they're inviting, you know, a lot of local talent as well. So good stuff.
Yeah, we do have local stages. So we have different stages on the grounds that feature local talent, like you mentioned. We have the schedule listed in our program as well as on our website, azstatefair.com. Yeah. So you guys can definitely go check out all the fun things before you come and visit us.
Nice. Oh, no doubt. Wow. So you have rides, of course. What are some of the rides that you have?
OMG.
Yes, OMG, that's a good one. We also have Insanity.
Oh.
We have
now, what
new...
are some of these, right? OMG. Wait,
I don't know
Insanity.
What OMG is. I just keep hearing about it.
OMG,
what would that be?
Is major OMG, you guys. Like, it's this ride, and you sit in it, and your chair rocks in addition to your being spun upside down, and
oh.
you're twirling.
LOL.
Yeah, it's like you're fighting gravity. OMG.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you sitting by yourself or with someone?
You're with people. So I think there's 4 or 5 people that you're sitting next to, and there's different rockers. So it's one big hand of rockers,
goodness.
Basically.
And,
yeah.
Do you still have that one where you stand up and it just like goes all around?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you just stand there and
stick
it
to the
tips
wall.
You upside down.
Wow. Like I went, man, it must have been like 8 years ago. And so I went on that. And my friend's girlfriend was with us. He didn't want to go on. And then this little kid, maybe like 7 years old, and it went so fast, I'm like holding on to like the little kid's hand, and he's like looking at me. I'm like, oh shoot, I'm sorry. But yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
but it was great.
We didn't
though.
See you about for 12 years after.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite one, you know, one when I was growing up was always that big slide. Is that still there?
Yeah, the Euro slide.
Yeah,
that
with the carpet thing. Yeah, that's amazing. I think I made my mom upset because I was like, no, just one more time. She goes, okay, that's 52.
Yeah, and you can race your friends too because they have like 5 or 6 lanes, and you each get like they're all different colors.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna race you to the bottom, you know.
And it's so simple, but it's so much fun.
I mean, you go down.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing. I mean, so many different rides there. And, you know, when I was growing up, it was, of course, we're going to get to this in our next segment, but I was like, I had to have a corn dog. Now, yes. I'm thinking, if you go to of course, if you want a corn dog, you can get a corn dog. But when you go to the fair and if you just have a corn dog, I think you're missing out. Yeah, you're missing out.
You're missing out.
There are so many other things, and we're going to get to all that. So if that's what you're waiting for, stick around. But, of course, the games as well, right?
Yeah, we have lots of games, and we also offer discounts on games, too. So today, like I mentioned, it's only $2 before 2, and then we have games as well on the weekends. And I always tell people there's always a discount at the fair. You just have to do a little bit of homework. So we always have Weekar Wednesdays. We have ride wristbands on Thursdays and Sundays. So we do have a lot of stuff that people can do and get some discounts.
That's amazing. And
I wonder if you're going to have something. Let me make it up. I'm going to creatively do some marketing, like a madhouse on McDowell's Sun Scrimmage.
Oh, yes. Oh. We did have that.
You mean I'm right?
We had that a few weeks ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a few weeks ago.
You didn't just read that online, did you?
No, I didn't.
He's reading an old thing or something. Let's not try that hard, Dave.
Yeah, okay.
But,
maybe not that.
But, you know, all the exhibits, because, you know, a lot of the things, when I was growing up, I was a kid, and, you know, I wanted to do all the rides and stuff like that. But then, you know, my parents, I know they wanted to go to the exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just we mentioned the alien one, but when I was young, I don't know if I didn't like libraries and museums and everything like that, and I regret it because now I'm into that kind of stuff. So what things, aside from the talent, is there for the adults, the exhibits?
Yeah, so we have a new one this year. It's called Sweet, and that's located down in the Coliseum on the south side, and that is candy galore. Like, there is history and informational facts about candy and how it's made, the different candy factories. There's a giant candy mountain. It's colorful. There's different artwork made of jelly beans.
Does one of them have the golden ticket?
Ooh, maybe. You'd have to look and see.
Oh.
But yeah, that one's really fun. And then there's also a candy shop in there too. So after you are drooling of all the candy, after looking at all the exhibits, you can actually go and buy and eat some candy too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kids must love that.
Yeah, kids and adults. I mean, I'm an adult too, and I got a sweet tooth, so I like it.
Yeah. There's, I mean, again, regardless of what age you are.
Exactly.
I mean, you go there with your family. If you're just, walk around. I mean, it's just a fun time.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm sure that there's people who don't just go once, right? People go often.
Yeah, you can buy a season pass. So a lot of people come back and are returned. We also have the coupon book. book, the Passport to Savings book. So that's only $5. You buy one of those, and there's like $1,000 worth of coupons in there for the fair and non-fair, well as on the back, there's a return admission, which is valued at $10. So
wow. That is awesome.
Definitely get one of those. That's a hot item, too.
Now, the parking. Everyone probably wants to know about parking. Do you know where that would be?
Yeah, parking. We have lots of different lots. And then we also have a free park and ride. So if you park at the state capitol and ride the shuttle over to the fair, it's free. And that begins at 10 a.m. when we open on the weekends.
And how often does that shuttle go back and forth?
Yeah, I think it's like every 20 minutes, something like that. Yeah, so it's definitely a great way if you don't want to park and get all in that, then you can just go and get a shuttle and it's free. So
do you think Donald Trump and his helicopter will be coming soon?
Maybe.
All right.
Did you just say helicopter?
Helicopter.
Yeah.
Well, the theme, and this is probably appropriate since we're sharing all this on Meerkat and we're going to be putting photos on Facebook and whatnot. But, you know, the theme this year is, isn't it share something? Or
yeah, share something amazing.
Amazing. Okay.
Yep, amazing.
Because everyone's going to be taking selfies and yeah. You know, these are memories that you're having at the fair and you want to share them with your friends.
Of course. Wow. And in suite, they have cute photo ops. So if you want to take some selfies in like a candy sweetheart box and things like that, there's a lot of great selfie opportunities and pictures that you can take at the fair.
That's amazing. I think that the selfie that Dave wants to take is him eating a turkey leg.
Mm-hmm. We have lots of those.
If you have one in each hand, then who's going to take the selfie?
He will find the way.
I will find the way. There's no doubt.
We'll have one of those automated selfie sticks.
There you go.
Or the one that they featured on Saturday Night Live. Okay. We don't want to talk too much about that one, but they've got a handless selfie stick.
Absolutely.
But I think we should take a quick break, and we'll get to some of this deep-fried food. I know I told our listeners we never do teasers, but give us like the weirdest item. The most adventurous item.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of new items. We have chocolate-covered pork rinds. We also have brownie fudge sundae funnel cake.
Yum.
We've got deep-fried coffee.
That should be interesting.
Yeah. We've got a peanut butter and jelly cheesecake with bubblegum frosting. So lots of fun stuff to share with you guys.
How do you do a deep-fried coffee?
We'll ask her after the break. You're going to find out. So, again, if you don't have Meerkat, get us on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. You can also find it on your PC, all that stuff. You're going to want to be here. In the meantime, let's hear a little bit from The Angels singing My Boyfriend's Back from My Boyfriend's Back. It's a comedy horror movie, but scary enough. My Boyfriend's Back from the Dead.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
I want to pull again, Eric.
Oh, what?
I don't know. But this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.